Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Ash?
I'm doing so good. How are you, Taryn?
I'm great, Ash. Would you like to know a fun fact?
I would love to know a fun fact.
Okay. Did you know that in Ukraine, spiders are considered symbols of good luck Mm-mm. at Christmas?
Nope. Nope. I don't
Isn't
believe
that crazy?
That. That's a lie.
Well, it's not a lie.
No,
I
that's
don't
a
think
lie.
Anyways. But honestly, this website's
lies.
Called Best Life, so I don't know how factual it is. But it says that in Ukraine, families often add spiderweb ornaments to their trees as a nod to a lovely seasonal story about the critters that once used their silky string to decorate the tree of a poor widow and her children.
Okay, that's beautiful. Beautiful. That's beautiful.
So pretty.
I was picturing more like, you know, Halloween
no,
spiders.
Like, yeah, but isn't it crazy? Like, I think German, well, I know because they're my people. Germans, they have like traditions of hiding like a pickle ornament on their tree.
Oh, fun.
And like if you find it, it's good luck. So someone gave me a pickle ornament before and I was very offended because I hate pickles, but
right.
My people. So yeah.
So yeah.
So,
so there's that.
Is it not interesting? I just.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, welcome
man.
To the episode.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. It's Unsolicited Advice here.
Here,
Ashley.
Here we are. I'm Taryn.
It's Taryn. We are hot messes today.
Yes.
I am just like in the full Vlogmas swing doing the daily vlog. So shout out to my own channel.
Please go watch her channel.
Haven't watched it or don't know, you should subscribe because I need all the help I can get right now. Life has just been wild and crazy. This happens every single December. The world just like turns upside down and I can't catch a break. And I feel like I've just been going. But we made it here.
Yeah.
In one piece. So that's exciting.
I was like on my deathbed last week, so this is my first day out in public.
There is a flu going around and taking people out.
It's taking victims, taking names. I feel great, but like I feel, you know, like when you're not sick, but you have that like residual.
Just weak.
Yeah, there's like so my there's throat's the leftover, still kind
of
gross.
There's a full week of feeling weak. I wanted to make sure I said that clearly.
A week.
There's like a full week post being sick where you're just like not fully there yet. Like yeah. you're better and you're okay to like be out, but
yeah.
you're still slow yeah. and your body's moving slow.
I
know.
I feel like I wanted to like make a t-shirt that says, don't worry, I took a test and I was negative and also I'm not contagious. Like, you know what
just
I mean?
Just to let people know.
Every time you like cough in public, especially right now because everyone's rightfully so super sensitive because mm-hmm. Everyone is getting sick, it's like you get like a death stare. So
yeah, I was at my parents' house this past week, and which meant I was surrounded by dogs, and we all know I'm super allergic to dogs. Mm-hmm. And I went to go to the grocery store and I could not stop sneezing. Like I had dog hair all over me, and the guy at the register was like handing me my bag and leaning back as he was doing it. And at first I was like, calm down. Like, I'm just sneezing. And then I was like, oh.
I get it.
I understand.
I get it, bro.
I get how I look.
Do you think? Yeah, it's not a good time to be sick because there's just, like, so much fun stuff going on, too. Yeah. Like, the two things that pissed me off the most was, one, I just got my, like, holiday nails, and I just was staring at them in my bed going, they're just going to waste.
Or did they bring you some joy?
They did not.
Really?
They did not.
They
brought
nice,
me
though.
FOMO in a weird way. And two, my parents, my whole family went to like a Christmas tree lighting mm-hmm. and I couldn't go. And I was like literally throwing a tantrum. But it was like, it would have been stupid for me to go.
Right. Right.
Like stupid. Anyways, I'm better. Even if I sound disgusting, I'm doing great, guys.
She's doing great. And her nails look fabulous.
Red. It was funny because I went the day I got them done. I never get red, like ever. Oh, my nails are red, if you're just listening.
Did you do Big Apple Red? Because it looks like Big Apple Red.
And you know what's funny is, so I went to Danny, our nail guy. Mm-hmm. We share a nail guy.
We have a nail guy. His name is Danny. Yeah. Shout out, Danny.
Ash found him. How long ago?
I mean, it was before COVID. So
yeah.
At least 3 years.
Yeah. Ash found him because we would like bounce. We kind of like found a place that we liked. And then it was funny because Danny ended up being at a different place and we both like latched on to
like
him.
Next door, different yeah. place. Like yeah. not just like somewhere yeah. else in LA, like next door.
There's so many nail salons in LA.
Yeah.
But so we're at the point because I've been going religiously to him where he'll be like, hey, like, let's try this color or do this. So he had said when I said I wanted red nails, he was like, oh, I have a color. And I didn't like it. And I was so glad we had just talked and you were like, get Big Apple Red.
Yeah.
Because I was able to say it. And then without having to like look through the book, I was like, can you just get Big Apple Red? Because I trusted, like, obviously it'd be
cool.
Yeah.
And like that was, I feel like I went through a red phase and you always liked that.
Yes. I do like it. They're just like a good red. Uh oh. Bless you.
I was trying to
start off strong.
I was trying to warn you.
Yeah, so, but it was funny because I walked out and I was like staring at my hands and I was like, why do I feel like I could steal anyone's man right now? Like,
100%.
I felt so sexy. And it was the weirdest thing because I literally am walking to my car like, I'm so hot right now, even though I looked literally disgusting. And so I was telling my brother's girlfriend about it and she was like, oh, it's the red nail thing. It's on all over TikTok right now, where apparently it's like, yeah, you get red nails and it makes you feel like confident and sexy and whatever. I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, I knew it was because that's how it made me feel.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was
Why
a trend.
Why is that?
Because I think red is the color of like not seduction. I don't want to say seduction.
But it is like you feel
confident,
spicy.
Sexy, like might cause some drama later. You know, yeah. that's the kind of like fierce, bold red
color.
Also
like long red. It's just like it hits different, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I've been loving it in my bed. So.
Yeah, doing nothing, just looking at your nails, feeling feisty.
I'm just gonna be like, have my hands up all day,
just walking around with your hands out.
Look at my hands.
Oh my god, that reminds me of. Did you see the Margot Robbie interview? I think it was with Jimmy Fallon, where she was talking about how she got into character for Wolf of Wall Street.
No,
because she's from like, where is she from? Isn't she English? Or Australian?
Australian, yeah. I think
yeah.
she's Australian.
But her New York accent is incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's incredible. Oh
yeah. Well, she was talking about how she got into character for that role. And she was talking about how her coach was like, just pretend that you have wet nail polish on. And she was like, excuse me, what? And she goes, start talking pretend that you have wet nail polish on. So her hands immediately flare out.
Oh, because every girl knows like how you like when you have wet nails.
Yes. When you have wet nails, your hands are spread. Your fingers are spread.
Very, like,
and you don't really curl your fingers at all. You keep them straight. And she immediately started going into character. And it was really cool. And I think the red nail like goes with like that symbolism of just like.
I thought it was really fascinating.
Wow, the way she was talking about it. Very interesting. The way her coach was like, you have wet nails.
Yeah.
Just start talking. It'll come to you.
Yeah.
So crazy.
No, that's so interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we should, you know, get into the episode. And also, happy holidays, everybody. Happy, I don't know if we've, like, said that yet. Have we? We're, like, into December. You have, like, only a couple weeks. If you think about it, it's funny because we're recording this, like, a couple weeks early. But when you're hearing this, tomorrow morning I'm going in for surgery. So if you just want to say a little prayer for me.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
send the
like
prayers, send the good vibes, send it all. Yeah. Whatever you got, send it to her.
I had my like pre-op meetings and I was like, oh, I think I texted or called you after and I was like, oh, this is like it's real. It's like actually happening. But yeah, say a little prayer. We'll definitely post like updates and stuff.
Say a little prayer for
on UA.
You.
I'll send all the gory pics of my lovely. You know what's a trip? So he said at the most, because I'm going to have, like, a 3 to 4 inch, like, slice in the front of my throat. Ew, I hate slice.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know.
Like,
and
cake?
I would like this. Slice.
A single slice of cake slice. Is all I hear. And I hate that we're talking about your throat.
Ew. But I asked him, I'm like, oh, is it going to be, like, covered? And he was like, oh, no. At the most, like, if, like, it's having trouble, like, sticking because they're the type of stitches that just, like, dissolve or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, there might be, like, a, like, tiny, like, butterfly-type Band-Aid or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can't cover it or anything. So I'm just going to, like, be walking around with this just, like, wound.
Oh, you can get, like, turtlenecks.
No, but, like, I'm not supposed to cover it.
Well.
Because it has to heal. But isn't that gross? I'm going to gross everyone out.
I think you're overthinking it. I think people are going to be like, oh, my God, what happened? And you're going to be like, oh, a dog bit me.
No, for sure.
I got bit by a shark.
For sure, I'm going to say, when I got in my car, someone was behind my car and like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You went.
Morbid.
Really?
But
in
then
the other direction.
I'm like a freaking bad A because I like fought him off, you know?
Bad A.
Bad A. I don't cuss on live.
So yesterday I was driving around with my dad and my sister and. He's been grilling us about, hey, what do you guys want for Christmas? And I've been giving him like little ideas here and there. And I finally was like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And it's quiet for like the longest time, which is typical dad. If you guys know, if anyone knows my dad, that's very classic him.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, he goes, I know what I want for Christmas. And Alicia and I are like, oh, yeah. And we're like eager to hear what he has to say. And he goes, yeah, but it's going to take a lot of effort. And we're like, okay. Tell us what it is. And he was like, it's going to be a lot, but you can do it. And we're like, okay, what is it going to be? Like, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. He's like, I want you to stop cussing.
Oh.
And mine and Alicia's in the backseat. I was driving. Mine and Alicia's jaws hit the floor. Hit the floor because one was not expecting that at all. And and I look at Alicia and I was just like, I feel like that was directed at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my sister has the mouth of a sailor.
Yeah.
And then it's just really quiet. And my dad doesn't say much because my dad can be really awkward like that sometimes. Like he just won't say anything.
Oh, that's
just
so
precious,
cute. Though.
It was very precious. But we were just like so shocked. And then Alicia goes, well, like super loud, and then my dad starts laughing so hard, and then I'm not kidding, I think we were dying for like 5 minutes straight just of like the weird,
the whole
experience was really funny. And Alicia was like, I mean, I'll try, but
you know what's so funny, so like I'm editing for Alicia this year for Vlogmas, and there was a, because I mean I've been friends with you guys for like basically like 10 years now, right? Ish. I feel like last time we counted was like 9, so I feel like we're going on 10.
Like 8 or 9, yeah.
Yeah. And like I've seen the progression of just like from where you guys were to like now, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the huge differences is you guys never cussed in front of your parents. And yeah. like it's more of a recent thing that you do. Not as much, I don't feel like even you as much as, but like Alicia definitely. Yeah. And so it was so funny because I was editing and there was like you guys were eating dinner or some or lunch yesterday. Mm-hmm. And like Alicia like just like says the F word and I could see that your dad was there and that thought popped in my head. So this yeah. like the timing of this is so funny because I was like, I wonder if it ever like bothers him.
Yeah, I know my parents don't love it, but at a certain, I don't know, at a certain point. You're 23-year-old versus 30-year-old. Like, yeah. Obviously, we've developed more into ourselves. And I don't know. At a young age, you very much care about what your parents do. Yeah. At an older age, it's more your own decision.
I feel like my family is definitely, there's more of, like, an old school respect vibe. So, like, I, till the day I die, I will never cuss in front of my dad. Like, ever.
Taryn is terrified.
I will never.
Of her death.
And it's not even a fear as much as like I just know he doesn't like it and out of respect of him and like just the way like I know how passionately he feels. Not that I like cuss all the time anyways, but I definitely like I filter myself in front of people. Yeah. Like certain people, you know. But that's just yeah, this is just a funny conversation. Anyways. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. I have a tearing it up.
Oh, fascinating. Guess I'll delete mine then.
Yeah. The one positive about being sick is our girl Mandy. She like helps us go through our stories sometimes. And every time there's like a good story, Ashley always grabs it first because I swear she just is like more on her. I don't know if it's your more on your phone or like it happens to be days where I'm like at my other job. So I'm like, I can't get on my phone right away. Mm-hmm. I never get it in time.
I'm so happy.
So I was laying in bed. I got the text that says, hey guys, there's a good tearing it up. And yeah. I freaking went and got it and responded immediately and was like, I got it. Like it's in mine. I worked
incredible.
Hard for this. So this is a roller coaster.
Okay.
So buckle up. All right. Hi, ladies. I swear I write to you so often, it could be considered my part-time job. I love when we get to a story, and it's just so funny because, okay, so we're coming up on our 200th.
You got this.
200th.
Yeah.
That sounds, say it.
200th.
200th. That's weird. 200th episode soon, and it's so funny because, like, there's so many emails in our mailbox now that, like, we could never get through them all. Mm-mm. But I remember, like, the first couple weeks when we were, like, begging our friends yeah. to, like, write stories because we were nervous we didn't have enough.
When we first started the pod, she, like, was hitting up her friends. I was hitting up yeah. mine. I was, like, between the two of us, like, someone has a good story.
Yeah.
Let's try to find it. So, like, the first 2 to 3 episodes were all our friends' stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we were like, help.
And we were scared. We were like, if this doesn't pick up, like, yeah, what are we going to do?
If people don't send in stories, I'm out of friends. Like, yeah, 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 I don't know yeah. what else I can do.
No, for sure. So it's just cute when we hear people that are like, I've been writing in, like, yes. for a year.
It means so much.
I know. Okay. Over the holidays, I was reminded of this horror of a date I went on a bit ago and knew it would be perfect for a tearing it up.
I love funny date stories.
I know. Well, date stories in general. What's yeah. that? Okay. I apologize in advance if this makes you physically cringe because I certainly did while writing this. Over the summer, I went out on a few dates with this yummy man. We'll call him Jay.
Yummy man.
He was. Okay. If this, Ashley... If this sentence is not who you would describe as, like, my type, I don't know what is. Ready?
Okay.
6'4".
Okay.
Dark curly hair, beautiful brown eyes, perfect sense of humor.
Check, check, check.
Okay.
All the things.
Where's he at? I know it didn't work with you, but
give
like,
him my number.
Let me know. Okay. I was convinced that he was chiseled from the gods. We went on about 5 or 6 dates, and we were pretty much on the track to being boyfriend and girlfriend, at least so I thought. On one of these dates in September, we went and got ice cream and then took his dog to our local dog park. It was quite crowded because of the nice weather we were having. While walking in, I spotted the cutest puppy I'd ever seen. It was the tiniest French bulldog with cute little gray dots all over its fur and blue eyes. I swooned. I had never seen such a freaking cute dog at a dog park. We ended up sitting on the bench next to the French bulldog's owner, and I asked her if I could see, if I could pet her. She said, of course, so I reached down and began petting the dog. It lasted only about a minute, and then I began playing fetch with Jay's dog. The French bulldog The French bulldog ended up sitting at my feet for a minute, and because she was so tiny, I picked her up and sat with her on the bench, and Jay joined me. I was seriously about to tuck this dog under my sweater and drive home with her. She was so sweet and immediately curled up next to me. All of a sudden, I feel my lap getting warm.
No.
I assumed it was just the dog because she was curled up on my lap. But, but I was definitely wrong. The dog eventually jumped down, and my lap was still warm. As soon as she left, I was overwhelmed with the stench.
No.
This dog peed on me.
No.
I don't know if the owner had been feeding this dog exclusively asparagus. But I have never experienced such a bad pee stench.
Oh, my God.
Jay looked over at me and was mortified, which made me even more mortified. After only being at the dog park for about 15 minutes, it was time to leave.
Oh, yeah.
On the drive home, Jay ignored any joke or remark I made about the situation. I found it to be unfortunate but somewhat funny, and he clearly did not feel the same way.
Weird.
He turns to me and says, I think I'll just drop you off. We were about 5 minutes away from my apartment, and he goes, sorry, and pulls the car over. I, confused, ask if everything's okay. He then opens the door and hurls.
It smells that bad?
This man just threw up on the side of the road.
Because of the stench?
Yeah. Which makes sense why he wasn't laughing at her jokes, because he was probably like...
He's probably trying to hold it together. Yeah.
I consider myself...
At first I was like, come on, it's not her fault. Like,
I know. I consider myself... this sentence kills me. A problematic person who has a collection of mental illnesses... Literally me, and is always looking to see what other issues I can add to my gallery. However, one thing I do take very seriously is my emetophobia. I don't know how exactly to say it.
Emetophobia?
Which is the phobia of throwing up.
Oh, no. So did she throw up?
Anything to do with throwing up, stomach aches, or any of the above makes me exceedingly anxious, and I often begin to cry. So you can imagine that after witnessing Jay vomit, I did what I have been doing since I was 6 years old. I began to cry. So here I am in Jay's car, covered in the worst smelling pee all over my pants, sobbing because of my fear of vomit. And Jay, now reeking of puke. He says nothing, just closes his door and drives me home. Jay and I never went on another date after this.
No, not yet.
He didn't answer any of my texts after. So safe to say the situation scared us both. Sorry the story was so long and involves so much description of different body fluids.
No, I loved
it. I hope it wasn't too bad. Thanks for reading this, and I look forward to tuning in every Monday since I've made it my tradition since 2020.
What?
Have a beautiful week. Best, Anonymous.
I feel like Yummy Jay and her could have bounced back from that. Like, that was a funny, unfortunate situation,
yes,
but not that bad.
I don't understand.
Like, that's a funny first date.
Yeah. Almost every tearing it up where it's like, I peed on the guy or I accidentally farted on the guy or like whatever. What is our content?
See, you know what? By the what you just said,
I don't know why I went to from. I don't know why I went to physically doing it on somebody.
It's different. It's
okay. We're going to move past it. It's just, I always think like that's such a funny first date story to like tell people. But I'm just like, how do people not get past? I don't know. I guess I have a different sense of humor. Like, I think stuff like that is funny.
Well, I also, I love stories of, like, how you met, how you knew they were the one, and, like, how awkward it was in the beginning is, like, a funny first normal thing.
Yeah.
So, like, having, like, an extra funny story to tell, because you're going to tell the story, whoever you end up with, you're going to tell how you met.
Yeah.
For so long.
Oh, my gosh.
For so long, you'll be telling the same story. How amazing would it be if it was a good one? You know? Yeah. Like, at least that's funny.
But the only thing I can think of is, like, if they're like you, like I feel like you would have a hard time recovering from stuff, but I feel like you could eventually.
See, here's the thing, and here's why I think they could have bounced back from that story. If I were her, none of that had to do with me.
Oh, well, this story specifically makes absolutely zero sense.
Like, back from that. Like, if I had peed on him, that's a completely different story. I could not have bounced back from that. Like, that's mortifying to me. But all of that had nothing to do with her or her personality. So, like, I would have been fine.
This
I feel like hit him up again. I feel like just try.
Yummy,
just be
Jay.
Like, hey, I don't smell like pee anymore. Can we try one more
time? Also, like, the only thing I can think of is if he was just like, what just happened? Because, like, he got sick and then this girl's just sitting there crying hysterically.
Well, hopefully there was some conversation afterwards.
No, she said they drove home in silence and then he never answered another text.
Okay, well, it was the silence that drove him away. Because you would have to be very clear, I didn't pee my pants, the dog peed on me. And then when he starts throwing up and afterwards, you have to be like, hey, just so you know,
I don't do great
with throwing up.
Yeah.
And I start crying. This has nothing to do with you or the pee on my pants. This is just an automatic reaction. So that's what happens.
Poor honey.
Reach out to Yummy J again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That sucks so bad.
Dang, man. Dude, there are sometimes, like, my dog is, what, like 5 to 7 pounds? Mm-hmm. And he's, like, the tiniest thing ever. There are sometimes, like, he will pass gas and it will knock me out. Like, I will be, like, unwell.
Yeah.
And I always stare at him and he just looks at me like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But I'm like, why does it smell like a manure factory just, like, slap me in the face?
Okay, well, I loved that. And anyone who feels like they are going off and giving way too many details, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
We Seriously. Love the details. The details make it so much better. Also,
there's a difference, though, between nasty details,
true.
Like unnecessary details, mm-hmm. and like details that are relevant to the story.
Correct. Yes.
Like, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. been set. There was one like potty story.
I know which one you're talking about.
You know exactly right.
Where she was going on a run and
the adjectives that were used even got me, and nothing gets me because I'm an actual boy.
I actually had like switched some of their wording out because it was too much for me, and I wanted to leave some and not completely change their story. But like even then, it was still too much.
Yeah, like that one got me. There's certain things that like will get me, and then other things I'm like,
wait, but this is a perfect segue.
Okay.
I really would like to say our Spotify Wrapped came out and I had a whole moment where I was completely dumbfounded by the fact that you guys listen to us in 122 different countries. Like that number, for whatever reason, just like came over, slapped me in the face, and it was just like circling in my head for days.
I'm going to be so honest. I didn't even know that there were that many countries.
I can't even name like 100. Like,
yeah.
I can't even name 80 of them. I couldn't believe that we are being listened to in that many different countries. And I think the details that I personally would love to hear, and I know Taryn's going to second this, is I would love to know where you're from country-wise. If you're in the States, like, tell us your state. Tell us your age. Like, give us little details about you, the year that it is, the month that it is, the season that it is, the state that you're in, the country that you're in, like what's going on. I love hearing that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And I would love to start like every story by you saying like, this is my name. This is where I'm from. Shout out from your country. And then on to the story. Because I would just, I couldn't believe there's that many.
If you've never heard your country represented, send it in. I Googled
it. Or maybe even tell us a fun fact about your country.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That'd be fun.
Hello.
Yeah.
What if, you guys should start sending in fact or fiction.
Yeah. Like I would be, hi, I'm Ashley. I'm from the United States. We suck. I don't know.
Okay.
Just some kind of like fun little segment. That'd be so fun. That's a good detail.
I looked it up. There's 195 countries in the world.
That's a lot.
Wow.
And 122 of them listen to us.
Yeah, we're killing it.
Hell yeah.
Those other, whatever 195 minus 122 is, step it up.
Yeah. Let's all take a moment.
You better not have freaking Wi-Fi.
Send it to, your only to someone over there. Yeah. Also, I would love to know how you guys found us.
Yes.
Like, I know it's really easy in the States to come across podcasts. Like, it's constantly being pushed in our face. I don't know how it is in other countries. So, like, especially, like, smaller countries. So I would love to know how you found us, who you heard of us from, all of those things. Like, what if someone listens to us from Antarctica?
They do, for sure.
That's crazy. That's I would love to know, like, how you found us.
It is crazy. All right. Should we get into your story?
Let's go ahead and get into it. I have a good one.
Okay.
I think it's a good one.
Okay.
This one is titled Best Friend's Boyfriend. And let's dive in. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. I absolutely love your pod and I listen every single week. I'd like to remain anonymous. Smiley face.
Cheese.
Cheese. Okay. Continuing. I'm 22, fresh out of college, and just moved to a new town with my college friend. Everything has been absolutely amazing and fun. I love living on my own, except for recently. My roommate slash friend just got a new boyfriend who I do not get along with.
Oof.
Oof.
That's hard if it's like a roommate.
A living situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little background. She's had 3 boyfriends in the past 7 months. A big time serial dater.
Boyfriends?
That's what they put.
Wow.
Which in my head, maybe we could clarify this. In my head, if you're calling them boyfriends, they've had the committed conversation. Yeah. So that's pretty crazy to say that you've had 3 in the past 7 months.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot.
I mean, props, man.
She puts big time serial
I haven't
dater.
Had one in 9 years, so. In comparison.
Maybe she can give you some notes.
Sure. Honestly, I'll take anything right now.
She doesn't have any compassion for the guy she dates and no compassion for my feelings. She met this new guy in August, and it's now November, and she still doesn't listen to my opinions on the situation. The first date they had.
Wait, August. Oh, wait. August, September, October. Okay.
When our writer's writing this,
I was thinking August came after November.
You need to.
I'm tired. Okay.
Sit back, Terry. Sorry. Relax.
Keep going. So a few months.
Yes. Yes. The first date they had, she texted me that this man, let's call him Brad, was incredibly toxic and a sloppy drunk.
So his name
on
is
the first date.
Toxic Brad.
Toxic Brad.
Yummy Jay.
Yummy Jay and Toxic Brad.
You well, who am I? Who am I? Make one up for me.
I feel like it needs to be a T.
Yeah.
Like not Twisted Taryn, but like something Taryn. Like it needs to be a T. Okay. I don't know why I said twisted. It was the first thing that came to my head. Fine.
I am a little twisted.
Testy.
A-hole Ashley.
There you go. We'll come back to it. Which I, side note, I feel like that's crazy for her to say that on the first date.
Yeah, it's, I don't, I why like was a there lot a of second
red flags.
One?
I feel like that's a lot of red flags.
Toxic, alcoholic, what was the other one?
Incredibly toxic and a sloppy drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Her most recent relationship was a toxic one, and I tried to talk to her about jumping directly into another toxic relationship right away, but she didn't listen.
Yeah, sounds like we have some self-work we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, the main thing that makes me uncomfortable about Brad is that, trigger warning, she adds in parentheses, his best friend took advantage of me one night while I was blackout drunk.
Oh my gosh.
My roommate and her boyfriend blew it off like it was nothing, and he basically told me that I was lying. She still brings him around our house despite me being uncomfortable, and she begged me to go on a ski trip with him and his friend.
What on earth? His roommate sucks.
Talking specifically to our writer, it doesn't sound like she's a friend.
No, also, like, you need to move out.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad roommate situation.
Yeah.
He is incredibly disrespectful to me and will talk shit about me behind my back despite him knowing nothing about me whatsoever. Every time she gets a new boyfriend, she completely throws every friendship away and forgets her friends even exist. Then, once her relationship comes to an end, which inevitably it does, she makes a promise she will be single for a long time and figure out who she is, but never listens. In our 2 years of friendship, she's had 6 boyfriends, and I'm getting frustrated with being dropped and ignored every time she has a new one. I want her to be happy, and I understand she's trying, but I can't help but get frustrated every single time this happens. I guess what I want to know is your advice if you were in my shoes. How would you let her know you're uncomfortable when you've already told her multiple times? How would you get over being frustrated when you get kicked to the curb? We used to hang out every day and have fun on the weekends, and now I don't even see her more than twice a week despite living together. And when she's home, she only talks about him. I'm aware I'm having jealous thoughts about the situation, but my feelings should be valid. Also, I don't know if this is important, but she's a big advocate about mental health and goes to therapy. I hope this makes sense. Thank you, Anonymous.
Ugh.
I have a lot of thoughts. And I think, obviously, I'm only going off of what you've written, but I don't think she's a good friend.
No.
And I don't think you, it sounds like you've given her multiple opportunities to change. It sounds like you've given her multiple opportunities to stand up for you. And I feel like we're really downplaying what happened to you.
Yeah.
This isn't like a little like, oh, I got, you know, he was rude to me this one time at a bar or whatever. This is like a very serious situation. And I don't think she understands like the depth of it. I don't know if you've actually given her details or not, but I think you need to distance yourself from
her. That doesn't even matter. Like, obviously it matters what happened, but she should be able to just say, hey, this guy makes me uncomfortable and I don't want him in my house.
Yeah.
And that should be enough. Like, she is being so disrespectful of not only you and your emotions, but also, like, your living space. Like, it's just ridiculous to me that you have to, like, even have another conversation with her about, hey, this man, like, crossed the line with me and I'm not comfortable with him.
Yeah.
Like,
the ski trip? Being invited to go on a ski trip with him and the friend that did it? Like, that's insane.
No, yeah. She seems like the type of person who needs a lot of work on herself, which obviously, like, I think she knows, because every breakup she's like, oh, I need to, like, be single and work on myself, and she goes to therapy. But she hasn't reached – there's, like, that point when – you kind of know you have a problem, but you're not willing to, like, fully face it and, like, turn the corner to actually, like, do the work.
Yeah.
And she's not there yet. She knows she has a problem, but, like, she's ignoring it.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to go ahead and assume that she's your age, which is 22. So this is a very young girl.
Yeah.
Who is fresh out of college. I don't know what her upbringing was like. I don't know if you're the only one who's talking some, like, sense to her, or if she has other people that are doing that also. But either way, this is your life and you're the one who's being surrounded by this stuff, and you have to think of number one in this situation. Yeah. I hate that you're having to be around this guy that makes you uncomfortable. And I hate that she has not just once, but, like, repeatedly thrown you under the bus along with your feelings and disregarded any kind of emotions you might be having due to the fact that her boyfriend is, like, walking around in her house. I think what you need to do, I think you have two options. I think you either sit her down, because I don't know how, again, I don't know how to word this without, I want to be very clear. I don't know. I know you've talked to her. I don't know how clear you've been about your feelings. So if you want to try to save this and make it work, I think you need to sit her down and be very upfront and bold about what's going on.
Well,
and not that you don't like him, that you don't want him in the house, period.
Well, and taking, because that's, I think, well, at that point, if you don't even want the boyfriend like in the house and you're uncomfortable, bottom line, like, they're dating. You can't control like what she does. So like at that point, like, you need to move out. And I feel like that's very clear anyways. If you even want to try to salvage the friendship, like, you've got to move out, because it sounds like living with her is not it. And you don't even see her anyway. So like, what's the point?
Right.
So I think like either way you need to move out. But I do think like there are boundaries that you can draw to say like, hey, you know, I need a heads up before he comes over, or can we only limit it to like during the weekend? Because during the week, like, it's too distracting. I want to be able to like walk around in my underwear and not be afraid like there's a guy here. Like, there, you can draw boundaries that like you guys agree on. And then a more forceful boundary would be, hey, and the other guy that's his friend is like not allowed here. Like, bottom line.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've communicated how you feel. She obviously doesn't care. So now you need to step in and be like, hey, I live here too. I pay rent. And like, this, these are the boundaries I need to have and for them to be respected. Or like, honestly, like, I think it's just best that we don't live together, and then go from there. But
yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. You can either give her a chance, sit her down, make it very clear, or move out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, it blows my mind, like, how people are not considerate of other people. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine a friend. Well, first of all, I can't imagine dating a guy that my friends hated. Like, that would not fly with me. But, like, I can't imagine a friend telling me, hey, I feel uncomfortable, or like, hey, your boyfriend's been really rude to me, and me not making drastic changes to like the situation. Like, it's just bizarre to me.
Yeah, for sure. And I was listening to, I heard a TikTok the other day that was kind of incredible, and I completely agree with it. And I'm probably not going to give it justice, but this girl was basically saying how she had had the revelation that every friend can be a good friend in different ways. And maybe your friendship would thrive without the roommate situation.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like she's a horrible roommate, to be blunt about it. It sounds like she can't juggle that. And maybe this is the friendship that you have where you, like, meet up for coffee or you go out together.
Yeah,
you know, like, let her thrive in that area and take away this this thing that's simply not working on both sides, so that you guys can actually focus on the friendship.
Because hopefully the guy wouldn't be there if you're like, hey, like, let's meet up for coffee.
Let's have a girls' night, or let's get coffee. And I do think, like, there's different people in your lives for different reasons. And some people are great at roommates and some people aren't. And some people are good at, like, meeting up for coffees once or twice a month. And some people aren't good at that. They're more like, call me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm more of a texter. And I know people that, like, love calls. So, like, you call people, you know, give people the chance to show up where they're best at showing up. And it sounds like the roommate situation is a bad fit for you guys.
Also, I think, like, the older you get, and I think this is a lesson, like, you're right around the age that, like, I started learning it.
I was going to say 22.
That was right around the time where I started feeling, like, shifts in friendship. And I learned this very valuable thing that is, I have the power to choose, like, what I give people.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay to – there are certain people in my life that I would call my friends that do not treat me well. And I think that at the end of the day, you have to come to a point where either you accept the person for what they're able to give and you decide to just continue in that friendship because you love them, or you cut them off. Like, there's no, like – like, trying to change them and turning them into, like, what you want. Like, you can communicate your needs and communicate what you want and try to, like, have better friendships. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like that thing, like, when people tell you who they are, listen. Like, if you ask for certain things from friendships and they can't give it to you, then at some point, like, it's insanity to keep trying to change someone. So at the end of the day, you either sit back and accept that person as who they are, and maybe they come around every once in a while. Maybe, like, they're just, you're like, oh, it's my birthday, come, and you're a good time person,
yeah,
like you were saying. But it's kind of finding that, like, difference that you have of, like, hey, I still value you were a big part of my life, and, like, I don't want to drastically cut you out. Mm-hmm. But I also am protecting myself and knowing, like, I'm also not going to give you the rein to just affect me emotionally every chance you get. Like, yeah, if you don't hit me up, cool. Like, when if I talk to you in a couple of months, cool. It is what it is. But yeah, you kind of, like, separate and take away your expectations and just accept them as a person that's in your life.
Yeah.
And I think once you figure that out, stuff becomes so much easier, and mm-hmm, friendships become so much easier, because you kind of just, like, you have your people you depend on, and then you have your people that are just great people in your life, and they, yeah, come and go.
Yeah.
So I feel like there needs to be a lot of separation with this person specifically. Also, like, when you're in close proximity to toxic people, like, they take you down with them. Mm-hmm. So I think that you need space just in general, and she needs space to do what she wants, because she's obviously not in a place where she is wanting to do, like, the right thing, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we all learn the hard way, and I think she needs to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
You can only warn someone so many times before you got to just let them fall. Yeah. And pick themselves up, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of you for writing in, for figuring out what your boundaries are. I, to reiterate, think you should draw those boundaries even stronger, mm-hmm, or just peace out.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And start fresh with the friendship. But thank you so much for writing in. Yeah. I thought that was a very fascinating situation. I was like, wow, that is a whole new level of bad roommate.
It's so hard because, like, I'm very affected by, like, my home. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm, like, I've had situations where I wasn't living in, like, healthy places. And when you, like, don't even want to go home because you're like, ugh, like, I just don't want to deal with this or this. Like, it's not good for you, like, mentally. Mm-hmm. So I always am very protective of when people talk about they're living in, like, toxic situations. I'm like, you got to get out. Because, like, the world is such a mess. Mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, emotionally, we're all dealing with, like, our own crap. Mm-hmm. But, like, your home, safe space, like, if that's, at least that should feel, like, stable and happy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Should be your sanctuary.
Yeah, like, your home base. Like, you go there, you reset, and then you go out and deal, mm-hmm, with, like, everything else. So I'm very protective of that. So I would be careful.
Yes, ma'am.
Woof. Okay, I have a little short one.
Perfect.
But it also, it's like a giant issue, but I feel like we've already talked about this.
Ooh, okay.
So, like, I feel like it'll be a good, we can just,
yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, one big difference, and I'll say that. Okay.
Perfect.
Hi, Ash and Taryn. I hope you are both doing well. I love the podcast and listen to it on repeat. My name is Hannah, and you can use my name. You two are so funny, and I love your best friendship.
Hi, Hannah.
We are adorable.
So. It's true.
So I'll just jump right into my problem. My boyfriend and I have been together for a little over 5 years, and things have been really great. We have
5 years. That's huge.
5 years. That's so long. We have incredible friends together. We share the same hobbies, like skiing and hiking, same religious beliefs, and he is just really so sweet to me. However, we have one pretty fundamental issue. I want kids, and he doesn't think he wants kids in the future. Initially, he did want kids, but changed his mind about a year ago. I'm 22.
Wait, so he went 4 years in the relationship,
yes,
wanting kids.
Yes.
And then up and changed his,
yes,
mind.
Yes.
Interesting.
When I tell you the anxiety attack that starts to form when I hear stories like this, because this is my biggest fear, because I've been in my relationship was four years. I thought I was going to marry this dude, right? Mm-hmm. And then it ended, and it was terrifying. And then when I hear stuff like this where it's like, I'm like, what is safe? Because to me, I'm like, if you're with someone for 5 years, like, you're solid, right?
Well, that's what's crazy is I would say you know someone after dating them a year. I would say you really know someone. Like, you know them to their core after dating them for five.
Oh, yeah.
So for someone to up and change something so drastic in their life, you don't know them anymore. Like, it's a big change.
And, like, so if I look at, like, my relationship, right? Like, obviously it was beautiful. It started great. But the thing that snowballed into the reason why like it ended, I saw glimpses of it from the very beginning. Mm. So part of it was me just like working hard and trying to like, what's it called? Like overcompensate or fix things, or like our good qualities of the relationship were so amazing and so epic that it always kind of overshadowed the bad. But like the bad was still always there. This is like, you had a great relationship and this like one decision went from like yes to no. Like, yeah. That's so drastic.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't know. That's why the story like got me. It's also
something, it's not something random, like they're having a dramatic career change. Like this is something that incredibly affects both your life, you know, changes everything for you too, not just him.
No, absolutely. I'm 22 and he's 23, so I feel like he's going to change his mind since we're both young, but he isn't so sure. We've talked about this extensively and think the only option might be to break up. But it's so hard to do when everything else in our relationship is so strong. I feel frustrated and sad that he changed his mind from wanting kids in the beginning. Am I silly to wait around to see if he changes his mind again? I don't want to lose my best friend, but I know I won't be fulfilled if I don't one day have my own family. Any advice you two have would be great. Love, Hannah.
I don't know why in my head I was picturing older, like the relationship being older.
Yes, so they definitely are like high school sweethearts.
Yes.
Well, 20, I can't count.
22, what is 23.
That? Like 15, 16?
Yeah, it's, 18, I mean, they've 21. Just barely, if they did like the typical, 17. Like they're just barely out of college if they did the typical.
She was 17, he was 18 when they got together. So like babies. The end of high school through college, basically. Yeah.
Which does change things, I think, a little bit. I don't know why in my head I was like, oh, they're older. I guess the 5 years threw me off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't take away from the fact that that is a dramatic shift.
No, yeah.
It does make more sense at his age.
Well, okay, so for
me, I didn't know if I was going to have kids around that age either. I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. I'd be okay without it. Like, that's just around that age where you're just, I want to live life. I want to experience stuff. You're not thinking about kids necessarily, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, I was born thinking about having you're children, different. So.
But what I'm saying is that age, is it is normal for people to kind of question what they're trying to do with their lives. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hold it against him for questioning those kinds of things. Because I do think, again, I do think that's that age where people just kind of do that. It is very abrupt to all of to have said yes for all these years and then no.
I have like a few thoughts that pop in. One was kind of what you were saying, because we've talked about it before. Like psychologically, 18 to 25 is the most crucial years where you shift and change the most to like form who you are.
Yeah.
Like what you believe, what you stand for, all those things. So you're literally right and smack dab in the middle of like that. I think it's hard when relationships are in that age, which mine was too, because you do change so much and like naturally, yeah, you're trying to just figure life out, and it's hard to do with another person. Mm-hmm. So one of my thoughts is, like, I think there's more of that to come. My second thought was, like, what happened? Because usually when people decide they don't want kids, it's because of, like, a reason. Mm-hmm. If they, like, see kids and they get stressed out, or maybe, like, they know – like their family's going through something crazy, or I don't know. I'd just be interested to know like why he changed his mind.
Or they had bad parenting.
Yeah.
You know, saw bad parenting in their own childhood. I don't know.
My next one, and this is a little bit pessimistic, and I'm not saying this, but it's just something I would in the back of my mind, if I were you, kind of think about. Like, is this a self-sabotaging tactic?
Mm, yeah. That's interesting you say that. Because
well, the sentence where she's like, we've talked and we think that the only option is to break up. Like, that's just, I feel like it's interesting at 5 years to like come to that place where it's like, I don't know. That just was what popped in my head, which I know is negative and I don't mean to throw that at you.
Yeah.
But it's something to ponder.
Can I say something from a non-confrontational nine perspective?
Yes.
A girl that will moonwalk out of the room to avoid having some kind of serious conversation.
I've seen it.
How do you end a 5-year relationship? with a person who checks all of your boxes but just isn't it. Something like this fixes it for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that that's what he's doing.
No, yeah,
and I don't want to also, like, get in your head and make you think this is what's happening. Only you and him know what's going on, you know, truly. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I was one of you guys and wanting out of the relationship, this solves everything.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm 22, 23. I'm not having kids for a while. Like, I can change my mind in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna...
Yeah.
Just gonna leave that there to marinate. And I think it is good to go into conversations like this with, like, every like, possible situation in your head.
Yeah.
I would take that with a grain of salt. But also, if that something about that kind of resonates with you, then maybe you should have a different kind of conversation. Because if you guys wanted, if you guys were each other's person, that wouldn't, breaking up wouldn't be the end. It's not the absolute end. Like, there's other things you could do. Like, you could talk about, do you not want to have kids? Would adoption be an option? Is that something that's okay with you or not? If so, why? Like, there's just so many other things to talk about. And it does feel kind of shocking for the breakup to be, like, the only option.
Yeah, I think you definitely need to have, like, it sounds like you guys have been talking about it, but a more detailed talk about it. And I think it's so hard because, like, part of me is like, maybe you guys just need to experience life apart. Mm-hmm. And I truly do believe, like, if it's your person, like, it'll happen. I think sometimes it's needed to get life experience and, like, perspective on your own, especially, like, if you got together so young and, like, you haven't experienced life. However, I know a lot of people that were, like, high school sweethearts and ended up married and, like, were able to figure out life together.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean everyone can.
Right. And that's where I think you need to have that conversation. Like, if this is – you need to figure out what kind of couple you are.
Yeah.
Or what kind of people you are individually. Are you the type of person that needs to go experience life without being weighed down by a relationship? Because if so, then, yeah, breaking up is the only solution.
Yeah.
Because you got to go do that and live that. And I know so many people – that got married right out of high school, right after college.
Mm-hmm.
But also, then I moved to LA and I met people like me that were like, I'm not even going to think about getting married till 28, 29, 30.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure out what sits right with you. And if you are sitting with yourself and wanting kids now, he's not your person.
No, yeah.
But you have to be able to sit down and really think about who and what your desires are.
Yeah.
And if he can actually, like, fit into that.
And also, like, that's a very, 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 very large deal breaker.
Yeah.
That's
not a little thing.
No, that's a very large deal breaker.
There's some fundamental things that you can kind of work around, yeah, but not that.
No. So it is not wise and it's not fair to continue with the hopes of him changing his mind. Mm-hmm. If he's telling you straight up, like, I'm not planning on it, then you need to, like, believe what he's saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a really hard – I think either way it's sounding like you guys are coming to, like, a standstill. So I feel like you're going to have a long road of, like, healing after this because it's 5 years. Like, he's so much a part of, like, who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're at the perfect age to experience this, like, let yourself, like, heal and be sad and then figure out who you are on your own. Like, I think that's powerful.
Yeah.
And if you're meant to find each other in life again,
mm-hmm,
then awesome, you'll be better versions of yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then, like, I always say, like, if you think about how much you, like, love this person, and if he's not your person, imagine how much more epic it is going to be when you find your person.
Yeah.
You know,
and it, man, if you guys end up breaking up, please do not get hung up on him or your past. Like, you're so young. I hope that you would just take this moment to have your breakup glow up and dive into everything you've ever wanted to do, everything you've ever wanted to try, all the places you've always wanted to go to. Because I feel like a lot of people get, like, stuck in those years of that relationship and then, like, forget to, like, live their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is such a pivotal time in your life where you can go and, like, try new things, do new things, explore new places, jump from career to career, mess up and fail all over the place. Like, that's what your 20s are for. And I hope that if this breakup happens, I hope that either way you dive into your 20s, but if this breakup happens, this is the start of a brand new, very exciting chapter in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hope you don't hold back.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, girl. I'm sending you like the biggest virtual hug right now because I know that feeling and restarting and but also like hindsight, it's the most beautiful time in your life, like where you really get to just get like stripped down and then figure out like who you are and build yourself back up. So I encourage you to, you know, embrace it. Embrace it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to suck, but then it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Eat, pray, love.
Eat, pray, love. All right. Should we end in a dad joke?
Yes, please.
What did the duck say when it bought chapstick?
But I have no lips.
But I ain't got no lips. Put it on my bill.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Hey, mine was pretty good, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Actually.
Did it fit in the dad joke criteria, though?
I feel like so.
Actually, no.
I feel like so.
No.
Was it a bad one? Yes, but I feel like it does.
Did it?
Anyways, we have merch available on our website. I have been rocking my tote 24/7. I'm obsessed with it. We still have a ton of things for you to buy for maybe some last minute Christmas shopping. You can do that. Be sure to listen to us wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on YouTube and the gram. And yeah, that's all. Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.